Leia glanced over at Saba. The bearable was already on the intercom, warning the Nogri to be ready with the repulsor beam again.
"This is about Luke and Han, isn't it?"
Darklighter asked.
"They're still on Wotaba. That's why Chief Omis can't reach Master Skywalker."
"Commodore Darklighter, can we go to secure channel?" Leia asked. "In private."
"I'm sorry, no."
Darklighter's tone was sincere.
"This is a matter of record. You have 5 seconds to kill your drives, Princess."
"Thank you for the warning, Commodore," Leia said. "No hard feelings." Darklighter's voice grew genuinely alarmed.
"Leia, I can't protect—"
Leia closed the channel, then slipped the Falcon out of her spiral pattern and returned to jinking and juking.
"Jedi Solo?" Saba asked. "What did Commodore Darklighter mean when he said this was a matter of record?"
"Just that he can't help us, I think," Leia said. "Admiral Buatu must be aboard."
"Nek Buatu?"
Saba growled.
"The Bothan who beats the Thrawn simulator?"
"He is in command of the Fifth Fleet," Leia said. "But it doesn't matter. They're bluffing."
"And if they are not?"
"They are," Leia said. "And anyway, there's a big difference between sim battle and the real thing. Don't worry." The lock alarms chimed, and the shield display flared yellow as they took an aft port laser cannon hit.
"Still bluffing?" Saba asked.
"Yes, Master," Leia said. "We're still in one piece, aren't we?" An instant later, the Falcon gave a little jolt as the Nogri activated the repulsor beam, and a string of curses came over the comm scanner as the last pair of XJ-3s tumbled away out of control. The battle meld grew still and electric. The relationship between the Jedi and the Galactic Alliance had just changed in a way no one could foresee. Leia checked the tactical display. The Mon Mothma was bleeding more squadrons into the choke, while those that had been on station were moving into screening formations in front of the Stealth X's last known position. Mara reached out through the battle meld, urging Leia and Saba to run for it. The Stealth X's would have to hang back and sneak through later. They would rendezvous at Wotaba. Leia wished her good luck. Then the canopy's blast tinting went black as the first turbo laser strike blossomed ahead. Her shoulders hit the crash webbing as the Falcon bucked through the shockwave. Then space around them erupted into exploding clouds of color as the gunnery crews began to refine their targeting.
"Jedi, up! Up! Low!"
Saba's voice jumped as each shockwave shook the Falcon.
"Next time, you went ill. Listen to your master."
"Trust me," Leia said. "They're just trying to make us believe they're serious."
"They are doing a good job," Saba said.
Leia swung the Falcon toward the blue giant. "We'll run for the big guy. The EM blast will interfere with their targeting sensors, and the gravity well will give us some acceleration." Saba nodded her approval.
"Good. You have done this before."
"Only 40 or 50 times.
Silently, Leia added, "Just never without Han.